Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Waters of Eternal Youth by Donna Leon. Narrated by David Colacci.
Ah, perché, oh Dio? Perché non mi lasciasti, crudel? Morir nell'acqua e mi salvasti?
Ah, why, O God, did you not leave me, O cruel one, to drown in the waters, but saved me?
Radamisto. Handel.
Chapter 1.
He had always hated formal dinners, and he hated being at this one. It made no difference to Brunetti that he knew some of the people at the long table, nor was his irritation lessened by the fact that the dinner was being held in the home of his parents-in-law, and because of that, in one of the most beautiful palazzi in the city. He had been dragooned into coming by his wife and his mother-in-law, who had claimed that his position in the city would add luster to the evening. Brunetti had insisted that his position as a commissario di polizia was hardly one that would add luster to a dinner held for wealthy foreigners. His mother-in-law, however, using the border collie tactics he had observed in her for a quarter of a century, had circled his heels, yipping and yapping, until she had finally herded him to the place where she wanted him to be. Then, sensing his weakness, she had added,
"Besides, Demetriana wants to see you, and it would be a great favor to me if you'd talk to her, Guido."
Brunetti had conceded, and thus found himself at dinner with Contessa Demetriana Lando Continui, who sat perfectly at ease at the end of a long table that was not her own. Facing her at the other end was the friend of her heart, Contessa Do-